for the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government?
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Saturday, the 27th day of May, 2006. Memorial Day weekend. Glad to have you aboard. It's only been the last, it's been 6 months since I finally got a computer that allowed me to access listening to RBN Live. And I've been playing RBN Live pretty much during my work day as I go about conducting investigations, which is mostly research. It's occurred to me, and it's been something I've come to know and understand, especially the past 2 weeks, what John Moore brings to the table during this 1 hour, hopefully 2 hours a week broadcast. I was talking to station management just the last couple of days, and that 2 hours hopefully is going to happen fairly soon. What John Moore brings to the table that's a bit different than what you hear 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on most Patriot Talk Radio, including RBN, is very specific, very detailed, first-hand knowledge of what works and what does not work in survival and preparation. It's become very clear to me, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a hunger and a thirst for this kind of information from somebody who's lived it, not just talked about it, not just read about it, but somebody who's lived it, where the consequences of not being prepared meant serious injury or death. So for the time being, I'm going to focus on that and not get too caught up in what you can hear 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on other shows about all the political intrigue, the subtle nuances of the New World Order, what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, who's behind the scenes, who's manipulating what. lot of good information. It's fascinating. It's interesting. It's all those things. However, when you come to John Moore's show, you're going to hear about what to do, not political intrigue. In my opinion, I think that's where we need to focus our energies. I know from the callers, I've been getting emails and letters from you folks out there, you men and women. I know this is what you want to talk about. I know this is what you want to hear. So we're going to do that. Got a special guest today I'll be introducing in the next couple of minutes. We've had this gentleman on before. I hope to make him a frequent guest. Very targeted information and product line this man has to help you be safe, help you have what you need to survive long-term serious situations. Before we do that, I know we got a break, our first break coming up pretty quick. There's been some talk about ammunition being a short supply. I want to give you the name of a supplier and their phone number. JG Sales. I've dealt with these people in the past. They're a big outfit. They're dependable. They've been around over 30 years. They sell firearms. They sell ammunition. You can buy ammunition through the mail if you're 18 and older for pistol ammunition, 21 and older for, 18 and older for rifle ammunition, 21 and older for pistol ammunition. JG Sales, I'll say their phone number slowly twice, 928-445-9650. I say again, 928-445-9650. They're not a sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just doing this as a public service. They have a website, jgsales.com. Food, shelter, clothing, potable water, medical equipment, tools, weapons, ammunition, transportation, all those things are legitimate survival preparation topics, all of them. We can talk about any of those things. I know you guys like to talk about firearms and ammunition and ballistics, and that's understandable. It's kind of a guy thing. And I'm certainly not one to criticize that, as many firearms as I own. But there's lots more to it, ladies and gentlemen. Clearly, in my opinion, everyone should look very closely and carefully at being food independent. When I say food independent, raising your own food, raising your own livestock, especially small animals like chickens and goats that can be kept in relatively compact areas. The man we're going to be talking to the next 15 minutes or so has spent his life in agriculture. He is a farmer. He's a wheat farmer. The farmers are tough guys and gals. There's a lot of women involved in agriculture, especially during those intense times of planting and harvesting when there's just not enough people. Farm women frequently are out there in the fields operating equipment. My guest is Stan Irvin. Stan is the man who developed a product line of microbes, revolutionary product line that will help you grow crops that have more nutrition and have a greater volume, a greater yield, help you have livestock, whether it's one or two goats in your backyard or 1,000 head of cattle, doesn't matter, help you have livestock that are healthier, more nutritious. Don't have to be all shot up with growth hormones and different things that are being done. Chickens, same way. Fantastic line of products. And I'm finding out, as I talk to Stan, Stan has become a friend. I'm learning more with each passing week, things these microbes can do that they really catch me by surprise, very pleasantly catch me by surprise about what these things can do. What happened to our first break here, Chris? Computer died, ladies and gentlemen, so we get to talk more. This is funny. Well, hopefully the link will work here to get Stan on live. Stan, are you there, sir?
I sure am.
Stan, we'll get to talk a little bit more. We normally have had one break already at 9 minutes after the hour. Now, Stan, you were telling me this morning about a use for the microbes I was not aware of, and that has to do with mold. And if you live in a hurricane-devastated area or if an area has been flooded, black mold is a massive problem. Now tell us about what the microbes can do with mold.
Okay, well, one thing that we've done, and what we do in our, I should say, in our modern society today, is we think about nothing other than chemicals.
Yeah, typically we think of bleach when we think of mold.
Absolutely. Get the bleach out, get the ammonia out, get all these things out. And basically what you've done, you've just destroyed all biological action that you might have. Now,
but you may not destroy all the mold. That's the problem.
You're exactly right. And I know I've heard some horror stories of people talking about some of these areas where the homes had been completely destroyed. By the time the environmentalists get into it and what have you, they just will be destroyed because of what the rules and regs are. Literally to where they have to take the walls down. And I'm talking about just pretty near dismantling a home to do so.
Amazing.
Well, what happens here, of course, is again, as in our microbial structure that we have. We have microbes, and of course, we have over 18 different families of microbes, which creates over 110 different species. And the reason is, and of course people say, well, that's overkill. Well, no, it's not. Because the modern generation today, we don't know what all that man has done. And for so therefore, you better have something that will possibly, counteract whatever the man has done. And what we've done here is we also, in the microbe, in our microbe population, and we've had now to where we've had, the people and come in and inspect these homes, which has been told, especially some people have daycare centers and some of these things. And, of course, they really get after these folks, and rightfully so. But they don't know what to do. Well, we've discovered and we found out, and it's also because of the fact of the help of the people that's out there in the audience. And, of course, there's always everybody trying everything. And because of that, we had some people here about a year and a half ago, that found that our microbes will definitely clean up the black mold and also the mildew.
Amazing.
And what it amounts to is, of course, the microbes, and of course, the microbes are in a bottle. Of course, the reason they're called microbes is because they are a very tiny insect. It's a tiny bug.
Microscopic.
Absolutely. And that's the only way you can see them. Well, what it amounts to is the fact that the microbes, when you turn them out, when you wake them up, because they're in dormancy in that bottle, and when you wake them up, of course, they come out of dormancy just like anything else comes out of dormancy. It's hungry. And it's looking for a food source. Well, it happens to be that several of these different species we have, the microbes, it will find that food, and when it does, it'll find the source. In other words, and it will follow the source. And this is the reason we're getting the results around people, especially in their basements and also their homes that don't have basements. But it will follow exactly wherever the food source is for that particular microbe. And we've had a lot of people that had homes that's just been all but told to destroy. And some of the bills that I've heard that they've spent on some of this stuff, trying to clean this up, they just well destroyed it.
Well, Stan, you know, I was talking to you this morning about a friend of mine who had that black mold problem. His home wasn't even flooded. It had just become damp because of poor construction techniques. And at some point, once you've torn out enough drywall, once you've torn out enough insulation, you're just about at the point where you're rebuilding the entire house.
That's exactly right. In fact, I've had some people tell us that they've just been in some areas they've been all the way to the brick veneer in their brick veneer home.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yes, and so, but it was mandatory to do this. Of course, some of the folks in California have had this, and we've also had people in Florida that's done this. But we have found, and also the mildews, of course, people get, and just like you say, the wet conditions of high humidities and what have you, of course, that's a fantastic way and mean for incubation for black mold and mildew.
Well, you take a combination of heat and high humidity, you basically turn the inside of those walls into a large petri dish.
You're 100% right.
Amazing.
And there's no way in the world that, of course, what people do, they get out that bleach and they get out that Clorox and they get out all these things to try to get a control, and they're not aware of it, but they're just making the matter worse.
Well, they are, and of course, that's all they know. Now, I've got your flyer here in front of me. It says nothing about mold control and any of these possible applications here. It's pretty amazing. It's quite a delight, actually, because I know that this is a black mold is a huge problem all over the country, with the possible exception of the desert areas of this country. It's a massive problem almost any place you go.
Well, we don't have the problem out here in Kansas right now, I promise.
For those who don't know, ladies and gentlemen, you've had how much rain in the past 10 months or so out there?
Well, we hadn't had over about 4.5 inches total of moisture.
And the normal amount of moisture during the same period of time would be how much?
We're about 20 to 21 inches.
That's amazing. It's shocking. It's shocking is what it is.
But we've been in places in Texas that I had heard them talking about. One at the breakfast bar at a motel here this last week said that there were some areas that in Texas that's had 1 inch of rain in the last 14 months.
Amazing.
And yes, it is. It's terrible. And if you see the conditions that's going on, people are really not aware of the fact about how empty the breadbasket can be.
Well, it is, and you were telling me you need to repeat this, what you told me privately a few hours ago, that the United States may soon become an importer of food?
Well, the way the things are looking, because the fact is that people don't know this, but the average age of a farmer today is 74 years of age.
Oh, my goodness.
The younger generation today cannot afford to farm. And some of them, they had some of these programs that they bragged about to get the young farmers started with just nothing other than help making a slave out of them.
Really?
And it's pretty pathetic. And now the cost, the high cost of fuel and high cost of fertilizer. And, of course, everybody's, well, subsidy. I promise you there's no subsidy whatsoever is going to offset these costs going on. And people are just literally giving up. And we're looking today to where if things don't turn around here in the near future, they're going to be depending on foreign food just exactly like we're depending on foreign oil. And I think we're all getting a very good taste of that as of right now.
Now, Stan, I don't want to get involved. I want to focus on people growing their own food. But there's a bit of political intrigue that you just touched on. You may or may not be aware of it. These programs to help young farmers get started, turning them into slaves. Now, before I get a response from you, I want you to think about what I'm going to say and then respond to it. We have the example of what happened in the wheat-growing areas of Russia when they took the landowners and basically locked them up and created collective farms with employees growing wheat. And it was an absolute disaster, When you take away the incentive for people who own their own land to grow their own wheat, harvest it, and sell it, you end up with an economic and agricultural disaster. Is that what they're trying to recreate in this country?
I sure cannot argue with you. And in fact, to be honest about it, you just go into some of these mega superstores, and I just was one today here in our community, and some of the people can guess on what that might be. But anyhow, you go into these mega superstores, and of course you see these people walking around. All they're there for is their paycheck.
Right.
Okay, the same thing is going to be ended up in agriculture. Is the fact is, if they're going to be, they're going to have people that's on a payroll that don't really have an interest except the fact of their wages.
Well, here's what's going to happen, Stan, and I'll because I know some people, 95% of farming, and I'm not a farmer, but correct me if I'm wrong, 95% of farming is operating, maintaining, and repairing equipment. If you don't own that equipment, why in the hell would you be so concerned about it being out of the rain, having proper lubrication, and seeing proper maintenance schedules being met? Why would you care?
Well, that's exactly right.
We got a first break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm, there will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth with John Moore. Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're chatting with a wheat farmer this afternoon. Now, farmers, I've known a lot of farmers. Farmers are pretty tough guys. Quite frankly, to get up before dawn, work hard all day, get an evening meal, and hit it again the next morning before dawn. Our guest, Stan Irvin's been a wheat farmer all his life. He was just telling us a few minutes ago that the average age of farmers involved in agriculture around the United States is 74 years old, soon to be 75, I guess, the way things are going. Stan has come up with a product line that, quite frankly, it's so revolutionary that the People's Republic of China had their representatives at his home in Hayes, Kansas, trying to convince Stan to come to China and set up and manufacture his entire line of products in China, which, of course, he elected not to do. Stan, are you there, sir?
Yes, I sure am.
We need contact information so people can get their hands on your products so they can be food independent and small animal independent. So let's have that contact information.
Okay, our main office number is 785-628-6435. Now, we have a 2 different websites, and one of them is BioZymeAg.com. That's spelled B as in boy, I-O-Z, Y, M as in mother, E, A, G, dot com.
And the other one is?
Is heartlandmicrobes.com.
And there's an E on the end of microbes. Don't forget that, ladies and gentlemen. Between those two websites, you'll get an education. Just relax, sit back, read these things, and you'll get an education on what you need to do to help have food independence and small animal independence. Having your own chickens, goats, cattle if you got enough space, horses if you might need horses, raising your own fruits and vegetables, wheat, corn, I mean, anything of that nature. Heartland microbes are what you need to do that. Stan, what kind of reports are you getting back on how these microbes are helping chickens? That's something most people can do with a small amount of acreage.
Okay, well, we have a lot of people. They might have 150 or 200 chickens that they are going to have, that they're growing for roasters or what have you, broilers, that they're doing in their own farms or whatever case might be. And, of course, they're also growing their own eggs and this type of thing.
Yeah, a couple hundred chickens is enough to have a small business but not consume all your time.
That's right.
Well, seriously, I mean, you know, you're that's what you could do.
Exactly. And, of course, people worry about diseases, and there's all kinds of diseases that's coming about all the time. It's getting worse as we go. And we can get into the subject there. But what it amounts to is using the microbes, to put the microbes in the water, they're going to find that they grow a healthier bird. Of course, a lot of times they're dealing with coccidiosis in their chickens or what have you. And also people raise game birds. And they also have a problem with coccidiosis. That's getting to be pretty common. And
when you say game birds, you mean like pheasants?
Pheasants, quail.
Right, right.
And so therefore, that's a problem. And, of course, they can put this in their drinking water. And what they're doing is just enhancing the health. As all of us know, if we maintain the health, we will not be susceptible to all these things. And, of course, we know that our microbes will clean up the coccidiosis on whatever it might be in, and they get the immediate results, and they're getting it very fast.
Now, it is just the microbes. Now, most farms have cats and dogs, and you and I were talking about my little dog the other day, and we got sidetracked about the application of microbes on the dog to help it be healthier. And before you could give me the answer, we got sidetracked. How frequently should I put it on my little dog with one-inch long hair?
Okay. Well, there's two things that you can do. You can drench your dog, and you can drench your little dog. Well, as I remember, it was about a 60.
Well, 60 pound, but, you know, it's smaller than me.
Okay. Right. But anyhow, with that particular dog, most people drench him with about 5 cc's. Once a week, of course, you'll find right off the bat the hair.
Five cc's diluted in, what, a gallon of water?
Just give them 5 cc's straight of the microbe.
Oh, in their mouth?
Right in their mouth.
Okay.
Just take a needle off a syringe and use it, squirt it right in their mouth. And then, of course, if you have problems with fleas, ticks, and this type of thing, as a veterinarian we work with, Dr. Ken Stelzer, that a lot of times he has dogs that he treats that has mange.
Right.
And what he does is he just uses the concentrate. The concentrate, he don't dilute it with anything, and he just sponges them down. And he's found that within 3 to 4 days, the hair starts coming back. And I've seen him treat some dogs, you couldn't even tell what kind they were.
Well, see, I'm a city boy who's learning country ways. And in a city, dogs and cats are more for companionship. However, in the country, you either have cats or you have rats. That's basically the two choices.
That's right.
And dogs help keep predators away. So they're a necessary part of farm life, and this is a show dedicated to preparedness. So now we're not talking about dogs and cats as companions so much as helping keep the farmstead going. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore on the 27th day of May, 2006. We're struggling with technical problems today, but everything is going relatively smooth, all things considered. I need to tell you about a couple of fine sponsors that are helping keep this show on the air before we get back to our special guest, Stan Irvin, with BioZymeMag.com. KT Ordnance. Now, these folks up there at KT Ordnance, they know how to have fun. I mean, seriously. Building high-quality firearms at rock-bottom prices with no government paperwork, it doesn't get any better than that. KTOrdnance.com, you need to look at the Patriot Pack. Get a 1911 45 AR-10 308 semi-auto, AR-15 223 semi-auto for less than $1,000. That's a good deal. I mean, that's a deal that's almost beyond belief. 80% complete. Ready to complete it yourself and get going there. Their phone number is 406-834-3611. I say again, 406-834-3611, ktordnance.com. And, of course, the freeze-dry guy. Can't forget the freeze-dry guy. doesn't get any more basic than having food. That's about as good a beginning point as you can get. That's why we're talking to Stan today. I found out that we've got pork farmers buying freeze-dried pork. Now, that should get your attention. It got my attention when I found this out. FreezeDryGuy.com, as I always tell people, shop the rest, find out what they've got to offer, get their pricing, then visit the FreezeDryGuy.com website. You'll be pleasantly surprised at the quality and the pricing. You're not going to do any better, quite frankly. Stan, are you still there, sir?
Ben.
Now, Stan, I want to focus on small animals that will provide meat and milk and eggs. Let's talk about goats, for example. I'm seeing a lot more goats here in my part of the Ozarks. They're about as big as a German Shepherd. But unlike a German Shepherd, you've got a source of meat and a source of milk. They're kind of funny to watch, kind of entertaining also. What can the Heartland Enterprises microbes do for goats?
We have people right now that I don't know how many thousand gallons we have moved out of product for goats. We call it a goat equalizer if anybody's interested. But what it amounts to is that it will definitely, of course, goats have a lot of parasites, and they have a lot of bad parasites. And they've found it's done a phenomenal job as far as their digestion tracts and finds out also about the fact that it cleans up their worm problem and also enhances the vigor of the animal just like it does everything else, all the other animals, including the horses.
Now, would it be a fair statement? Let me ask this. How would it affect the weight gain of the goats in terms of reaching maturity to where they could be harvested for their meat?
We have now, myself, I don't have the documentation in front of me, but we know we're going to be getting some. They could be watching our website. But they're saying that probably that they're saving time if they're doing for meat goats, that they're probably saving months in feed and having a bigger animal and a healthier animal.
Well, clearly, if you're raising goats for meat, you would want to have a healthier, larger animal a month sooner or 6 weeks sooner. Of course, that would be a goal. And not having to use the chemicals to achieve this goal certainly adds to a real surplus value there, doesn't it?
Right. And of course, what we're doing is a lot of people are using now. Of course, a lot of your people in your listening audience definitely knows about probiotic. And they have found that this product was phenomenal in all animals as a probiotic.
Well, I need to remind everybody this is a live call-in show, and you can call in at 800-313-9443 with questions and comments, 800-313-9443. Stan, what now? We talked a bit about chickens. We talked about goats. The things people commonly raise for food in backyard gardens would be tomatoes, potatoes, cucumbers, those kinds of things, fruit trees, apples, peach, pear, apricot. What can the microbes do for those kinds of plants?
Well, basically what it amounts to is, because people are talking about they fertilize, and now they're finding out they're not getting the results that they used to get. Well, it's because of the fact that the all fertilizer, commercial fertilizer, has got a salt base. So therefore, they're doing a lot of salting of the soil. Not only to that, but also their lawns and that they've got too, and their shrubs, all of these things. They keep putting the fertilizer on and getting less. And also the beauty is not there like it used to be. What it amounts to is, again, the microbes, and we also have microbes that definitely their diet in that product is the salts and what have you. And so, therefore, when you clean up your salts, and also it makes the fertilizer there available, and we're not saying you don't fertilize, not by any means. But what we're saying is that you can utilize a lot of fertilizer that's been put on in the past.
Right.
And, of course, there's a lot of people talk about, well, I do organic, I do all these kind of things, and they go down to places to get manure and what have you. But is it really organic or is it not? Nine times out of ten, it's not.
Right.
And so, therefore, They're putting that on their gardens. And, of course, they're doing a lot of things, again, that they're getting into the soil that they need to do a good cleanup. Well, this is what we're doing is we're definitely enhancing the digestion of the life of the soil to where it will utilize and break down the fertilizer, make it more readily available. And this is why the people are talking about the yields that they've been getting and the things is what's happened as far as the plants being more healthy as they're planting. Of course, they can use it as they can spray it on their rows, or they can spray it on their around their roots. A lot of people planting their crops that's already established, or their tomatoes or peppers, they can spray the area where it goes into. You dig your holes, and you can spray this right onto those balls that you put into those holes. And then also you can foliar feed a lot of the products except for one particular one, and that is a nightshade. This is why we recommend you to spray around the base of your plants and your peppers.
Instead of on the plant itself.
Yes, everything else. And, of course, we have all the formulations that they talk to us and what they can do.
Now, Stan, modern farming practices involving mechanized equipment and petrochemical fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides began about when, would you say?
It started when my time, I can remember, in this area here, it started in the 60s.
In the 1960s. Now, the farmers have become, it was optional when they began, but now, in most farmers' opinion, is this correct? It's no longer optional to use these things, that they have to continue using them?
Well, what it amounts to is to do, yes, because of the fact that they know to get any type of production whatsoever. Now, there's no mandate by government says that they have to use them.
Right.
But, yes, that they do, and a lot of times they're just getting to where the fertilizer is going, the nitrates are going deeper.
Right.
And, of course, we're getting it into our water. We're getting it into our ponds and our lakes and all these type of things. We're getting herbicides, pesticides, fungicides and the fertilizer. Well, if you get your soil back in balance and you have everything in balance, you will not have the problems that you're fighting as far as insects, because that is nature's way of telling you that you've got either got a weed infestation or you got insect infestation. And if you do, that's nature's way of telling you that you've got your soil out of balance. In other words, you've got sick soil.
So the microbes would help bring the soil back to where it was 50 years ago.
That's exactly right.
And you're already seeing this happening where the microbes are being used. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. And there's somebody that's listen, I know there's a lot of people that get on our conference call, said that they would be on our call or be on a radio program, and they'd be welcome to step up if they have any testimony that they'd like to give us.
Well, they can call in at 800-313-9443.
Because there's a lot of things that's going on out there that people have done.
Let's talk about the conference call. Now, tell us a little bit about what a conference call is, how it works, what nights, and how to get in on a conference call.
Okay, we do an agriculture conference call every Tuesday night. It's 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And the number is 405-244-5555.
And there's a PIN number?
Yes, and the PIN number is 9968 and the pound key.
Okay, now we got our first caller here. It's either Ron or Rod in Texas. Are you there, sir?
I'm here. Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi. I've found this all interesting since you've been having the Biozyme guy in. I had a friend who made his master's thesis using mycorrhizae enzymes or microbes to help regenerate grass after major construction projects.
Yes.
My question is, the soil out here where I'm at is, it's almost like beachfront property minus the ocean about 5 million years ago. It's just sand and rock and some red clay. I've been meaning to go to the website. How could this help rejuvenate a soil which is mainly, this is a very rare area out here. There's tall pines in Bastrop, and it's mainly, like I say, it it's sand. It's like old beachfront property.
Okay.
Less the ocean.
Okay. What it amounts to is, of course, the microbial activity is established in starch in your soil. And basically, you don't have anything a whole lot going for you as far as the texture of your soil.
Right.
And so, therefore, of course, the microbes and what's taking place. Of course, remember now that microbes is a live being. Of course, we wake it up. It lives. It eats. It breathes. It wastes. It multiplies. It dies. It does all of these things. Okay. And, of course, the numbers get to be astronomical. Now, of course, you mentioned something about an enzyme. Now, an enzyme is not a microbe.
Mm.
But what the enzymes can be is plant food, or not should say plant food, but it is food for the microbe itself. Now, we do have a product, a humate product, that we have a lot of people do, that we have them put it right on with their microbes. And have you been fertilizing, sir?
No, not at all.
Okay. Some way or another, you're going to have to get something established as far as plant food. And so when you establish your plant food, whether it's manure or whatever the case might be, as you know, your organic, I would say probably your organic could not be nothing but maybe a 0.4. Well, that's very, very low. That's not a whole lot different than going out in front of your home and grinding up your road that's out there and trying to plant something in it, which it can be done. And therefore, a lot of those people are doing, and that's going on in Florida all the time today because of the structure of the soil, but it's very, very sandy. It has no life that's left into it, and those folks there know that only the way they get anything done is they spoon feed little fertilizer every time they water. Well, when they're doing this, therefore, their plants is getting some of the fertilizer, but not very much of it. But what's happening to the rest of it? Well,
you
it's
just
getting away
it
from them. That's right. So therefore, what you're doing, that's why we recommend to use some humate with it, use the microbes, and get you some manure, or get you some commercial fertilizer, get your grass established, and it will definitely enhance the growth and get things started for you.
Well, I've got a pretty good. I mean, it's a mix of grass and weeds, in my opinion. What I do is xeriscaping, because I do absolutely nothing except cut it, you know. And I don't know. It's lush and green. And now that we got blessed with some rain, but it is brown come high summer and brown in the winter, you know.
Well, what it amounts to, you may have some sort of a wild grass of some kind that you could do the same thing with a grass that would be a whole lot more easier to take care of. And, of course, people say, well, I just let the weeds grow and the grass take over, and it'll all fill in. Yeah, it fills in, but usually in situations you've got, it's really not your desirables in any way, shape, or form.
That's true, because there are some vicious, vicious thorns out here, and if you let the grass get a little too long in the fall months and through the winter, it's horrible. It's like, I call it devil weed, but it's the sharpest stuff you can imagine stepping on, you know?
That's exactly what I was getting ready to tell you.
Yeah.
And see, that again, that's something else. Nature's telling you that your land is sick.
Amazing. Caller, thank you for your call. We got John in New York. Are you there, sir?
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good.
A couple of things. You were talking about water being polluted. In our area, we have some gravel ground areas that actually 80-some feet down, they're having nitrate problems. And actually, there's one place that had it 300 feet down. And some of the pesticides and herbicides were actually making it down there. But another thing is I built a golf course for myself. And as I was younger and built the course, and basically, I built most greens are built with pure sand, but it's like you say, it's a full source of where they water it every day. They feed it, once or twice a week. And so it's constantly getting fed and maintained. But bottom line, that's pure sand on your elite greens. And to make my green last better, so I didn't have to water it as much, as I mixed in a little bit more. Instead of being like 90% sand, I used about 60% topsoil and 40% sand. Even enough air to breathe, but at the same time, it would hold a lot of the organics and kind of maintain itself a lot better than having to water it all the time also. So it helped a lot. And just because it's Memorial Weekend here, didn't they build a World War II memorial and have the, I want to say the Roosevelt famous saying on it, but they eliminated the last verse about "In God We Trust" or "Thank to God, thanks to God" or something?
I can't comment on that. If anybody knows for sure, they can certainly call in.
Okay, because there's just something that exists out there. I know it's there, but I'm not sure how to phrase it and paraphrase it. And I kind of like to know. And again, I'd like some people to ask some questions of why it was built as such, not as completed as a full phrase of, you know, "And in God we trust" or whatever.
That's a good question. John, thank you for your call. Let's get that contact information out there again, Stan, because we're running out of time here rapidly.
Okay, our office number is 785-628-6435.
Let's come back and get more contact information out after the break. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I was speaking the other day to Richard Saletta with KT Ordnance, and we were talking about these 1911 kits he has. I'll tell you, if you want a top-of-the-line Rolls-Royce product, this is it. These frames are better quality, higher quality frames for these 1911 45s than you can get from Colt or Smith & Wesson. They're top-of-the-line, milled from a solid billet of steel. This is as good as it gets. Now, for $300, you can get one of these kits, a complete 1911 kit, ready to go, custom build it yourself, and you got something that you can give your grandchildren later on. Beautiful piece of equipment at a very competitive price. I'd urge you to contact KT Ordnance. That's Kilo Tango Ordnance, ktordnance.com. No I. I have a link on my website, thelibertyman.com. Phone number 406-834-3611. I say again, 406-834-3611.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to get this contact information out here. This is essential. You need to have food. You need to have healthy, small livestock animals to live in hard times. You need this information. Stan, we got the phone number out. Let's get the website addresses out.
Okay, it's biozymeag.com. B-I-O-Z-Y-M as in mother, E-A-G.com.
And the other website?
What's that?
The other website address.
Okay, it's heartlandmicrobes.com.
All right, microbes with an E on the end.
O-Z-S.com.
Yes, sir. We got David in Texas. Go ahead, David.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good.
I had just a couple questions. My grandfather had a farm in Kansas, and I was wondering if your guest could give me some information about if you knew nothing about farming, how hard would it be to make a go? What kind of investment? Your opinion in a retreat, as you know, for what you suspect is coming up, and M1A question. I recently purchased one of those and heard some disparaging remarks from a guy that seemed knowledgeable about it. I'll listen for your.
You purchased what, sir?
M1A.
Oh, okay. Well, let me cover the M1A, and Stan can address the farming. You're going to find disparaging remarks about anything you like. The bottom line is the men who walk up to the line at the Camp Perry 1,000-yard match carry the M1A. The men going into combat in Afghanistan prefer the M1A, the ones that are remaining that President Clinton didn't give away. So that's the bottom line, in my opinion. The best soldiers prefer the M1A. The expert marksmen prefer the M1A. Now, Stan, tell us a little bit about how a person will get farming without previous experience.
Well, that is a tough one right off the bat, because the fact that today, not unless he's just going to be doing something for his own use, which that wouldn't be that big a deal. But if he's going to go out here to do a farm to try to make it pay, to pay its way, pay its taxes, and trying to get production from it, well, that's another story in itself, because the cost of operation, cost of equipment, everything that's involved in the thing. And the things that's being done today as far as agriculture and tillage and these type of things, it's altogether different than what it was the day of his grandfather.
I bet.
And so, of course, if he's got something that he's trying to raise to get it across the scale, the first thing he wants to do is be sure to get as much weight across the scale as he possibly can. And this is something that people don't understand. Today, farmers, there's not a lot of premiums being paid for good quality food. All that farmer knows is to get as much as he possibly can across that scale so hopefully he can stay in the business the next year. And this is a very, very sad situation, but that's what's taking place. But if he has something that's a small acreage and what have you, yes, he can do it a lot different than somebody's going out here with some larger acres, because therefore that's when you start talking about the dollars.
Well, it's a serious undertaking with serious six-digit, possibly seven-digit figures involved.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And I don't know that I would just jump into that without trying it out for at least one season first.
I'd study my lesson for quite a while.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got BL in Texas. BL, are you there, Rick? Make it quick. We're almost out of time.
Hello. I'm no farmer, but I guess I'm going to have to learn. What about this microbes for humans, if it's so good for the farm animals? And I hear a lot about potash to replace minerals in the soil and edible ground cover that doesn't require cultivation.
Well, I'm going to have to interrupt because I hear the music ending the program.
You can sure call me. I'm here at the office right now. You can call me.
Call Stan at 785-628-6435 with your questions, ladies and gentlemen. Don't give up, because he's going to be busy.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns... People like you and me prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.